After her mother's death, Jo moved to Portugal to teach English as a foreign language. She married Jorge Arantes, a television journalist. Together they had a daughter, Jessica, but the marriage failed after 2 years. Jo succumbed to depression.
I'd had a short and really quite catastrophic marriage, and I'm left with this baby, and I've got to get this baby back to Britain, and I've got to rebuild us a life. And adrenaline kept me going through that, and it was only when I came to rest that it hit me what a complete mess I had made of my life. And that hit me quite hard. We were as skint as you can be without being homeless. In other words, we were existing entirely on benefits. And at that point, I was definitely clinically depressed. And that's just characterised for me by a numbness, a coldness, and an inability to believe that you will feel happy again or that you could feel light-hearted again. It's just all the colour drained out of life, really. And I loved Jessica very, very much, and was terrified something was going to happen to her, because I think I'd gone into that very depressive mindset where everything's gone wrong, so this one good thing in my life will now go wrong as well. So it was almost a surprise to me every morning that she was still alive. I kept expecting her to die, or it was a bad, bad time.
Jo's depression inspired her creation of the Dementors in the Harry Potter series.
Dementors are among the foulest creatures that walk this earth. They infest the darkest, filthiest places. They glory in decay and despair. They drain peace, hope, and happiness out of the air around them. Get too near a Dementor, and every good feeling, every happy memory, will be sucked out of you.